American aircraft in the skies over Syria. The U.S. has given that the green light, and it's the first story we're covering today on CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to the show. This week, President Obama authorized U.S. planes to take surveillance over Syria. Why? The same reason he authorized them to attack in parts of Iraq. ISIS, the extreme terrorist group whose name stands for Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. That's what they want. And because they've been murdering people who don't share their extremist beliefs, the U.S. is getting involved in fighting them. This is especially complicated in Syria, though, because the nation's in the middle of a civil war. The U.S. does not support Syria's government, but both governments are against ISIS terrorists.
U.S. reconnaissance flights could begin over Syria at any time, according to U.S. officials, using possibly drones, U-2 spy planes, or F-18s. The Pentagon is drafting options to strike inside Syria. But the U.S. won't warn the Syrian government, who says carrying out airstrikes without their consent would be a breach of its sovereignty and an act of aggression. It's unclear, however, how much the president's top military advisor, General Martin Dempsey, supports immediate U.S. military action. A spokesman confirmed Dempsey is preparing options to address ISIS, both in Iraq and Syria, with a variety of military tools, including airstrikes. But the lack of action so far is prompting critics like hawkish Republican Senator Lindsey Graham to charge the White House is trying to minimize the threat we face in order to justify not changing a failed strategy. Before any bombs could fall, the U.S. has to get fresh intelligence.
Well, we don't talk about reconnaissance and intelligence matters, but in general, when you are thinking about conducting operations like that, you certainly want to get as much of a view on the ground as you can.
Connecting Mexico with Central America is the nation of Guatemala. It's about the size of Tennessee, and its government has declared a state of emergency. Drought, one of the worst in decades, is killing crops and cattle. If Guatemala's legislature approves the emergency request, money will be provided to help farmers who've lost crops. Guatemala is the most populous country in Central America. More than half of its 14.6 million people live below the poverty line. And while 1% of the U.S. economy is based on agriculture, in Guatemala, it's 13%. So you can see how an agricultural crisis here can have a dramatic impact on the nation. Things aren't much better in other parts of the region. The drought has left hundreds of thousands of people hungry throughout Central America.